Well, great. Hello, everyone. Welcome to my teleseminar. And before we get started today, for those of you who are new subscribers, just briefly, what we do is I'm going to share a bit about the topic for today, and then open it up to hear from the people that are here on the teleseminar. If you have any questions about what the topic is or what I shared, if you want to share anything that occurred to you during my sharing with you, or if you just want to ask about or share about the three principles. So it's really an interactive teleseminar, and really encourage people to, you know, take part in the time that is allotted for you to ask questions or to share. Those of you who've listened to my past podcasts or teleseminars can see that it really is rich when we can hear from people who are part of the teleseminar. Also, those of you who are new subscribers, there is a recording, and it'll be sent to you within a few days after the teleseminar. Well, welcome to today's teleseminar. And again, you know, nurture your flowers and not your weeds. It's not a gardening show today. I thought about that, you know. But really, it's a direction that occurred to me while I was meeting with a client. And we were talking together, and and he was sharing how he was getting more nice feelings through the day, you know, or through the week. He was getting to live in more nicer feelings as he was understanding the principles and listening to Sydney Banks and during our meetings and so forth. And then he would go back and talk about his troubles, and describe the usual thoughts that he gets caught up in. And it occurred to me as he was doing that in our session, it occurred to me that it really came to me like, well, what you want to do is tend to your flowers. Not tend to your weeds. And what I meant by that is we all want to begin to nurture and tend to beautiful feelings that are starting to occur within us, and not get us and not quickly go back to thoughts about life that are troubling us. That just occurred as we were talking together, my client and I, and it was really helpful. It was really helpful to think about really tending to the realizations or the insights or the nice feelings you're beginning to live in. And don't so quickly go back to, yeah, well, that's good, but what if? And what about these, feelings I'm having? And then as I was going through this last month before thinking about what I would talk about today with you, I was listening to Sydney Banks, and I would encourage all of you to listen to him or watch his videos. He's really the resource for waking up within all of us with these deeper feelings of well-being. Anyhow, I was listening, and he kind of said, he said something in a way that sounded to me to be a similar direction. He said, you know, you finally have to begin to just really live in the spiritual nature you are. You just want to live more in these beautiful feelings and not so much in your personal thinking. And again, you know, it really touched me to begin to follow up on my call with my client and offer you a chance, all of you here today at a teleseminar, a chance to really reflect on that. You know, even if you, you know, haven't really had a lot of time with the principals or listening to Sydney Banks, we all get visited by beautiful feelings. And we're, you know, sometimes we're kind to someone. Even a simple act of kindness, like I say a lot in the grocery store, that's coming from you having a moment in these beautiful feelings. We all have moments of gentleness towards someone or generosity. And but that is the expression of these beautiful feelings. But we, you know, we don't spend much time noticing them. Instead, we get on with the business of our thinking. You see, we get back into, well, I got to worry about this, and wait a minute, I still got some financial issues. Oh, wait a minute, I I've got this relation. You know, we all get back into what looked to us like our everyday lives. But today, what I wanted us to spend some time with is to really appreciate those moments when those beautiful feelings visit us. That's what we want to tend to. That's what we want to nurture. We want to get ourselves living more there, holding on to them longer, immersing ourselves in a gentle act of kindness, just in the beautiful feelings of that, and not so quickly think ourselves back into our everyday concerns. And I, as I was reflecting on this to share with you today, I remembered in my work when I was working in my clinical practice in the psychiatry department in a medical center, that I would see a lot of couples, people in love relationships. And as I shared before, you know, when they first come to see me, both of them are really in their troubling thoughts about the other person. And they're sharing their troubling thoughts about the other person with me. But during the time, even this first session, you know, I would say a few things, and there would be some gesture of a tenderness. Not every time, but most of the time through that first session, there would be a gesture of tenderness. Like they might hold hands while I started to talk, or one person might put their arm around the other person, or they might hand them a Kleenex, or hand them, pour them a glass of water. There was always water on the table for people to have, you see. They would do this and then go right back into telling each other how wrong they were, you know. And I would, I have at first overlooked it. And, you know, also looked at how they were wrapped up in their thinking about one another. But then all of a sudden it stood out to me that, hey, this was an act of tenderness. And I would stop them when they left that act of tenderness or generosity and would go back to, you know, pointing out their judgmental thinking to each other. I would stop them and I would point to that act of tenderness. The first thing was, they couldn't remember it really, and like only like 5 seconds had passed. But then as I pointed it out to them and we stayed there, they remembered. Yeah, there was that moment that I felt tender. There was that moment I wanted to give something to my wife or my husband. And once they kind of settled into remembering that, I then shared, well, that's what you're meant to live in. And even though in today's session, their first session with me, I said to them, even though you spent a lot of time in your trouble thinking, that tenderness emerged. And that tenderness came from the beautiful feelings you're looking for with each other. You had them for a moment while we were together here. They were there. But you didn't see them for what they were, because you think it's important to go back to the troubling thinking and try to resolve your relationship issues in your trouble thinking, you know? And I said, no, that's not what needs to be your direction. What you need to start to guide yourselves toward is embracing and appreciating moments of tenderness, not appreciating these habitual thoughts you have about each other. How can we go about making sure that happens? So I saw that time and time again in my clinical work, that people really do drop into, these beautiful feelings. You might call them, generosity or kindness or just goodwill or peace of mind, you know. I saw that all the time when I was spent 2 years during COVID in an inpatient psychiatry unit helping out. And I would walk by a patient in the unit who was terribly anxious and was so anxious they had to walk in order to try to at least get some sense of calm. Again, you know, as I've shared before, I would see when I went by them that they were mine, that we were connected together, that I would in my heart see them in the human condition. And many times they would drop out of their delusional thinking and just say hello. And we would talk for a couple of minutes, just matter-of-factly. See, they dropped out of it as well and dropped into well-being. Now, just on that walk, just passing them in the hallway of the hospital, of the unit, I couldn't direct them then to notice those times when they just dropped out of their delusional thinking. But when I had them in group or met with them individually, I could start to point them out. And since then, it would occur to me in meeting with people that I mentor now, three principles coaches, or just coaching people on life issues, to suggest to them to nurture these beautiful feelings, to tend to them, like what occurred to me last month with this client, you see, to begin to actually look for them. That's what I got from what Sid shared. You know, he said, you've got to live more in the direction of the spiritual, of our spiritual essence, of these feelings, not in your personal thinking, you see? Now you can do that. You know, you can do that. You can direct yourself to live in the beautiful feelings that you are. You can direct yourself to begin to tend to love and understanding. You can tend to generosity. You can tend to the deep connection you have to the people in your life. See, you can begin to nurture that. You could just look there. It's not a difficult task. You know, I think what is difficult is to not engage the temptation to say, oh, wait a minute, I still have to pay attention to, you know, this unsettled issue, and go back to your usual thinking. In my past podcast, I used to refer to this as tending to your garden, and nurturing your garden is what I said. The tending to the flowers came when I talked with this client. And it is, it's tending to the beauty around you, not the weeds. And you can see that. You can begin to value that. You can honor that. And so that's what I wanted for all of you today in the teleseminar, is to begin to see that it's easy to direct yourself. Because you see, we're directing ourselves to the troubling thoughts. We just don't notice that, you know, that we're engaging them, you know, that we're actively giving ourselves time to visit these troubling thoughts. If you can give yourself time to just inside, see, it's inside, nurturing your beauty, nurturing the flowers. You could be driving, you can do that. You can be walking about in your neighborhood and do that. You can be going to shop somewhere and do that. Because you're carrying around with you, everywhere you go, your spiritual essence. You are that. And you're taking that with you as you go along in life. And so you can begin to tend to it. So a way to bring that about would be to have more appreciation for your generosity, for a moment that you're tender toward someone or yourself. What just came to mind is here in California, in the United States, we have like what's called the Girl Scouts. And, you know, girls can join them at an early age and learn skills, life skills, camping and so forth till they're teenagers. Well, to fund that, one of the ways they do that is they stand out in front let's say, well-traveled stores, like a grocery store or a tools, the hardware store, and they sell cookies, what they call Girl Scout cookies. And so my transition to appreciating, tending to the flowers has gone from years to be judgmental about that to now being generous, and to really just see how selling these cookies, they're just finding a way to keep going, something they enjoy doing, these girls enjoy doing. Of course, they're there in supervision. The parents are there while they sell the cookies. So now, when I'm watching my weight, I won't buy the cookies, but I'll give a donation. So when I'm walking up, instead of being in judgmental thoughts about them selling cookies, my heart goes out to them. I'm in beautiful feelings, and then that beautiful feeling gets expressed to generosity. And I want to keep that around. I want to keep that around when I go into the store. I want to remind myself to nurture that. And not be so quick in the human condition to go back to my old style of thinking. Because you can do it. And as you nurture your flowers, they grow. And because, you know, you're meant to live in those beautiful feelings. That's the key, you see. So there's kind of like a payoff there. What happens as you can tend to these beautiful feelings in you, you get wiser thoughts. Because again, you know, once you live in those beautiful feelings, you can hear the intelligence of mind that is guiding you. Because that's what Sid said. He said, not only live in love and understanding, he didn't say it this way, but he said, in those feelings is the wisdom you're looking for. The wisdom does not exist in your negativity. So, you know, you get new thought about your life circumstances. And you begin to deepen your faith to live more in beautiful feelings. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. Tend to the flowers. Nurture your flowers, not your weeds. You know, give them room to grow. If you see weeds, pull them. You know, don't give them any fertilizer or watering. And just keep looking, as it said, in the direction of your essence. Look in the direction of beautiful feelings. Start to cultivate that. And when that appears in you, appreciate it. Stay with it. Keep it longer. Appreciate what's happened. I had this is like, you know, many stories like this, but I had a couple who would get so angry with one another, they would be resentful for 2 weeks. And they would hold on to their resentfulness and not talk to one another for 2 weeks, really. And then all of a sudden, as with all of us, they get a change of heart. It just happens. And they start talking to one another again. So after a few sessions, I would meet with them after the weekend on Monday mornings. They came in all excited. And they said, oh, man, we've really been learning a lot from our sessions. Last Saturday night, you know, 2 days right before this meeting, they got in an argument and they said, do you know that we only held on to resentment for 15 minutes, and then we found our love and understanding again, and we appreciated that we were able to get back to nice feelings with one another so quickly. We just stayed there, like you said. We just appreciated that and kept it going. So I just wanted to offer you that today, and you know, stop here and just invite you to be sharing. Is there anything that you'd like to ask about today's teleseminar or share about today's teleseminar? Or is there anything you'd like to ask or share about what you've heard from Sidney Banks or the three principles? To do that, you need to press *2 on your phone. And so I want to leave room to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you. Anyone want to start us off? Press *2 on your phone. Okay, let me see here. Is this Richie?
It is. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Richie.
I'm Paula's friend from Boston.
Well, I was just going to say that she told me if I talked with you on the teleseminar, to tell you to say hello to you from her. So.
Oh, that's good. I love the topic, and I guess what I wanted to share is that, I guess a couple things. One of them is usually when I'm not having a good feeling, I want to analyze why I'm not having a good feeling, what's wrong, what do I need to fix. And when I think of what Sid would say was look for a good feeling. He didn't say analyze the bad feeling to find the good feeling. He just said look for a good feeling. And it's like I'm trying to talk I would want to talk myself into a good feeling. And I think what I'm seeing or appreciating is that the good feeling is there.
Uh-huh.
I don't have to make it happen. I just have to look for it. Like you say, go in that direction. And words at that point, at least the way I'm saying it, it's not necessarily helpful. It's just that I'm looking for a good feeling. Not trying to make it happen, not trying to create it.
Oh, Richie, that's beautiful. There's a gentleness to that. And it's like, It is. It's like hands off, you know, like get your thinking out of the way. It's not about you trying to think your way through a good feeling. Just look for it. And I love it, Richie, that you said, you know, it's there. It's always there. And so it's more looking than it is trying to find some way to get there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, thanks so much, Richie. That was great.
Thank you, Mark.
Oh, great to hear from you. Isn't that something? Can you hear the gentleness of that? And not the effort, you know? It's like we might picture ourselves caught up in a bad feeling, you know, and then think, well, we got to be in a good feeling. We got to get there. We got to, you know, so it becomes more to think about. But if you just look, it really is to me, when Richie said it, it was like, oh, it's like hands off, you know, just take a look at in another direction. So there's no strategies. It's just ease off the pedal. Richie said it better than I'm saying it, but I just I love what Richie had to say, and I love to talk, so... Thank you, Richie. That was great. It's so enriching to hear from people. I didn't mean that as a pun, but someone else here. Let's see. Hi, Diane.
Oh, hi, Mark. Thank you so much for this topic. It's always so funny. Like you hear what I need to hear at the time. So. I have to concur with both of you, like the gentleness of your talk and then what Richie was saying. It's like to take a step back in myself kind of and be gentle. And yes, the feeling is here, you know, like kind of like waiting for me. At this point in time, it's kind of a time of overwhelm and all this stuff. It doesn't matter why. But anyway, I find that just on my own, though, Mark, like, you know, when if I don't listen to Sid or whatever, it's almost like constantly, I guess, just the negative thoughts and the kind of panic almost. Of what I need to do or what I don't know what to do. And I know like the answers like instant taking a step back and calming down, but it's just like, it seems like I can't do that though. Like, I kind of oxymoron, I just said it good, but, I guess, to say about more direct, I don't know, Mark, just, I guess I want to be in the calmness so I can have some answers to get out of this hellhole that I'm in. And I just can't seem to, mostly. But there's glimmers, of course, you know, thank goodness, for what Sid shared with us. But does that make sense? I'm putting
yeah.
out down around this party, and
yeah.
my weeds are overwhelming my flowers at the moment. Anyway, so I don't know if you have anything to say.
Well, Diane, nice to have you here. And,
you
know, we're all, you know, the thing too to go easy with ourselves is that we're all in the human condition. And we get caught up in our habitual thinking. We get caught up in insecure thinking. And, and it's also, to appreciate that we're in a human condition. We love to, be in a more spiritual frame of mind, but, you know, there's no way that we're going to live there 24/7. And so there are times when we kind of get entangled in the weeds. That's being human. And that also, in a way, requires appreciation that we are human. And sometimes it comes back to remind us that we are, you know, we're not so special in a way, you know. So really just go easy with yourself, rather than, you know, think that you should be in a different state of mind, or try to get to another state of mind. Just if any of us are in a troubled state of mind, just go lightly as you can. Not make anything of it. It's what we are as being in this human condition, because we all, our levels of consciousness go up and down for all of us. And sometimes we stay in a troubled state for a while. And if you go easy about it, there may be something that you have an insight in about it. So again, it's like, be gentle about finding yourself with a lot of negativity or insecure thinking. And just stay open to the fact that even in there, even when you are in a troubled state, there is a glimmer of a nice feeling. So if that seems to appear, just kind of hold on to it for a little bit. But a lot of times people, when they get into a troubled state, they're kind of like a bull in a what they call a bull in a china shop, you know, and they just get caught more and more into breaking things rather than just going easy with themselves and being gentle and just see it's part of being in the human condition. There's always something more to see along the horizon. And even though you may see that this is thinking, that's in itself helpful. To realize that you're just caught up in thinking is helpful. That was the first thing in that evening at listening to Sidney Banks that really helped me, was he pointed me away from blaming the outside for my feelings to coming within me, to look within me. And that was so helpful, because that was the only place I had to look, was within me. Not in a judgmental way, not to change anything. So if you just see you're caught up in insecure thinking or negative thinking, that already is a biggie. So also the other piece is be gentle, because the way out will just occur to you. If you don't add more to what you're already thinking, and just go easy with yourself, go about your day, your wisdom will come to you. There's no way you can think your way out of being in a troubled state. I mean, people do strategies, you know, and maybe they help a little bit, but that's not what's going to really get you back home. What's going to get you back home is the understanding you found will come to your mind. You're going on, if you can go easy with yourself when you're in a troubled state of mind, that's for all of us, you'll remember what's going on. It will come to your mind, and the minute it does, you're free again. You're free to think any way you want to think. And when you get the chance and get the freedom, look more toward tending to the beautiful feelings that you are. So that's all. There, if you have already, and you know, with Diane, I know, she has really realized a lot around this understanding, and it'll come back. Whatever you've seen, whatever you've realized for yourself, that you are love and understanding, you're a spiritual energy, thought is creating your feelings, that will come back, and it will occur to you, and the minute it does, you will get freedom to once again come back home. I think there's still a book out by Sue Pettit, who is Bill Pettit's wife, a former wife who has died, you know, deceased. She wrote a book called Coming Home, and it's a book of, in poetry form, is her sharing her understanding of Sid's teachings in different poems, and it's really beautiful. And if you have a chance to find that book, Coming Home, I would get it. It's a new way of this understanding being presented. But it will occur to you. Just like, you know, Richie being able to say he looks for a good feeling. That occurred to him. That was given to him. That isn't a strategy in some book. So we have it too when we're most entangled in our weeds. Our wisdom will come to us. So go easy and let the weeds fall away. The more you fight and try to get somewhere, the more they tangle you up. So thank you for sharing, Diane. I hope that was helpful, because it helped all of us to see that, you know. Yeah. Isn't it something that you don't have to worry about being in a troubled state? You really don't, because you're not meant to live your life there, particularly if you've had some feeling from reading Sid's books or listening to him or being involved in the principles. If you've seen, had some insights, that'll come back to you. So just go easy when you find yourself caught up. There, what comes to mind for me is the last page of Sid's Missing Link, and we could share it for ourselves, toward ourselves, because he's talking about forgiving other people, but he says when people have wronged you, just see that they have lost their way I'm paraphrasing now. Give them a helping hand and give them a helping hand to find their way, something like that. I really botched it up. But what I really mean is, he said, they've lost their way. Just see that they've lost their way. And we do, and just see that about yourself. Oh, man, I've just lost my way here. Okay. And then just go about your day easy with that understanding for yourself. And honestly, your level will come back. It will occur to you at a deeper level. Oh, man, this is just your thinking. Your thinking's gone south. Relax, quiet your mind, and you'll be home again. Well, good. I hope this was helpful to you today. I just love that image that came to me with that client that I was coaching about tending to your flowers, not your weeds. And the more we can just reflect on that, point ourselves to love and understanding, to the flowers. They're in us. We're meant to live in the beauty of flowers. That's why there's such a range of beautiful flowers. The tulip festivals in the state of Washington, where George Fransky lives, and daffodils, to roses in your garden, and really just tend to the beauty when it arises in you. Appreciate it. Live more there. So I hope you have a wonderful rest of the month and the beginning of next month, tending to your flowers. And I'll be back again in May with another teleseminar. Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Richie and Diane, for sharing. And the recording will be coming out to you in the next few days. So take care, everybody. Thanks for being here.